news presentations. It just doesn't exist. All right, New York Times, you know, that paper has lost, I'd say, 90% of its cachet, of its influence. You got to be a real, real hardcore leftist to read the paper. So one of their main columns is a woman named Maureen Dowd. I've met her a few times. I've never had a problem with her in person. She's a backstabber. But she writes about Rupert Murdoch, quote, "The Australian immigrant who ran anti-immigration news organizations and let Fox News thrive on the racist birther lie about Barack Obama reaped billions by putting Americans at one another's throats," unquote. Well, that's a lie as far as Fox News is concerned, because on April 12, 2011, 12 years ago, I put that birther thing right out the window. Roll it.
"No birth certificate has been made public." True. But the state of Hawaii has once again said Mr. Obama's birth certificate is on file. A certificate of live birth has been released. Fact investigation also showed Mr. Obama was born in a Honolulu hospital, and we stand by our reporting.
What we did was, and I mentioned earlier this week, we went into the morgue where all the newspapers keep their prior editions, and we ferreted out two. Honolulu had two newspapers that announced the birth of Barack Obama. It was a birth announcement. Can't fake it. And once I said that, that was it for the birther thing on Fox News, because there was a reasonable environment back then. I'm not going to say what the environment is now. I mean, it's up to you. You're smart enough to ascertain what's going on. But Dowd completely distorts it and doesn't care. And this is the level of propaganda that we have to deal with every day. All right, let's go to Florida.